mentioned good investments earlier. Can you talk a bit about the Good Investments program, how it's creating opportunities around the world, and what that is specifically?
Yeah, I mean, that part of it is really led by the businesses and by Richard across the group, and Virgin Unite just helps really inspire and connect people to ideas. And I guess what we feel passionately about is that if we really want to drive large-scale change in the world, both from a social perspective and environmental perspective, the best way to do that is to get businesses behind looking at opportunities to drive profitable businesses that will drive that change, because then it becomes something that's sustainable and not dependent on the charitable dollar, and which is very dependent on how well a business is doing, et cetera, and can dry up. So good investments to us are great business opportunities that are out there that, again, will have huge change associated with them. And an example in the Virgin Group is biofuels, because, you know, a few years ago, the group was looking at all different kinds of opportunities in that area, oil refineries, et cetera. And Richard, when he got very passionate about climate change and got very passionate about biofuels and realized that this is a great opportunity to make some significant investments that will drive really positive outcomes from an environmental perspective. So we try to look at those wherever we operate. In Africa, they take on a very different face than they may in other countries. Virgin Atlantic, for example, launched Virgin Nigeria, which is an airline that will build up across Western Africa to provide much-needed transport between countries there, and also, obviously, a lot of jobs that have already been created with Virgin Nigeria. In South Africa, there's huge opportunities for rural communications and rural banking linked to Virgin Money and Virgin Mobile. So the good investments across the group, they'll either take the shape of expanding a current focus within the business or setting up a whole new business like with what we did with biofuels. And you'll see a lot more exciting stuff coming out from the group in that area. And again, that really comes from the entrepreneurial spirit across the group, from our different managing directors, from Virgin Management itself that has a great business development team, and very, very, very much so from Richard, who's again really passionate about that area of moving his entrepreneurial spirit now to look at how he can really launch, again, do what he does best, which is launching successful businesses, but have them drive significant change.
You know, just a personal question about Richard. What sort of leadership form does his take? I mean, he obviously is clearly a wonderful, I guess, delegator, and be able to just take his passion and his ideas and instill that same hope and belief in other people that just take it on. Because, I mean, as an organization, how many people are employed or work directly with all of the Virgin companies? I mean, how many individuals are we talking about?
There's probably now about, with the new merger in the UK, about over 40,000, probably 50,000 now globally.
Gotcha. Okay. And, you know, and I'm more interested for people listening that are entrepreneurs thinking to themselves, well, you know, God, how does this grow? What are some of Richard's philosophies on how he grows an organization? Is there anything you could speak to on that would give some insight into Richard's leadership? Because he's done such a wonderful job of going into so many areas and having success, you know, whereas some people will say, well, you know, if you're focused on multiple things, you're never going to get anything off the ground. However, he has the ability to just, you know, obviously Richard's had some major setbacks and failures, as has any entrepreneur, but he's come out on top, and he's done such a wonderful job, and it just is growing, and it's bigger, and you've got thousands of people that are supporting this. I mean, what sort of leadership characteristics exist that other people could learn from that are listening to this interview?
I think first and foremost, he has an incredible focus on people. He always makes time for people. He doesn't care if you're the MD of an organization or if you're working in the call center. He makes time for everyone across the entire group, and really, really empowers people and lets them get on with it, but is there if you need him. And I think that's a very special trait of Richard. So he's wonderful with people. I think the second thing is he has a real, I guess, fantastic eye for seeing where something needs to be turned upside down and an opportunity for Virgin to do that. And that's where the brand and where Richard do their best, is when he goes into a market or an area that needs to be totally radically changed. And you can see that with the airline. You can see that with mobile communications. It's what we're trying to do right now with Virgin Unite as well. So anywhere that needs to be changed, that's where his leadership is the strongest. I think thirdly, he's not afraid to take risks at all. He will take the risk. He'll go in and he will try to make a difference, and he's not afraid to fail, and I think that's really important, and he instills that in his people. He's not someone that, it's not a blame culture, it's not, you know, we embrace successes and then we learn from our failures, and I think that's a really important characteristic of his leadership style. And I think lastly, I think he has an incredible ability to look at things from a whole very unique perspective. I can't tell you how many times I went into him with what I thought was a great idea, and he'll just kind of sit and say, not so sure about that, and he'll let me do it anyway. And in the end, he was right. And he just has an amazing innate ability to know when something's a good idea and when it's going to work.
Wow.
And that we always learn from that with him.
You know, from the time I had spent with him, I just do not see any ego in that guy at all. I mean, I've met a lot of very powerful and very influential and very wealthy people, and, you know, just from the very get-go, the energy about Richard, I mean, when he first showed up, you know, we're a small group of people, and, you know, the first thing out of his mouth was, you know, hello, you know, how can I help you guys? And I just thought it was the coolest thing. I mean, just that whole attitude of, you know, I just want to, you know, I want to leave people in a good place, and I want to be a positive influence. That was my perspective on him. And that's what I think is such an interesting thing about just Virgin in general. It just seems to have that attitude. Everyone I've ever came across with that works in the Virgin companies just seems to, you know, have a good attitude in that. I believe is definitely instilled from the top. I mean, it's a leadership sort of thing that it goes downward. Well, you have a lot of partnerships, clearly, with all kinds of different people, and so your success, Virgin United success, hinges on global partnerships. So I'd like to ask you a little bit more about how does Virgin develop and maintain these strategic relationships with charities and businesses, entrepreneurs, the different celebrities you work with. How does that happen?
Yeah, I think firstly we tend to focus on partnering with organizations that have a similar philosophy to us, which makes it a lot easier to get the partnership and relationship working. And we always are very aware that we're not the experts in this area, so we go out and we seek the experts and we seek the best of the best. So whether that be organizations on the front line that we work with. And there's also a number of corporations right now that are all, I think that the sector, the whole sector, the social sector, is radically changing right now, and I think there's a lot of businesses and a lot of organizations, NGOs, and charities that are all much more willing to work together and partner together, and so we go out and we really search for those organizations that have that same philosophy and have that realization that both groups have different skill sets to bring to the table, and you both need to respect those different skill sets and come up, you know, with some very unlikely partnerships in the end that can be really successful in helping to drive change. And I think Richard is also obviously very important in that partnership side of helping bring organizations in and work with us and reach out. His heritage in the music industry has been fantastic because, again, with the Virgin brand and the Virgin name, it's allowed us to bring on board some great musicians that really want to drive change and ones that are really sincere. And I think that's fundamentally one of the things that when we look at partners, what we're very focused on is organizations that have the same philosophy of wanting to give the people that we're working with a voice and wanting to give them an opportunity in life. And again, very much focused on not handouts, but giving them an opportunity to change their own life. And those are the kind of organizations we search out and that are ideally looking at that from a business perspective as well.
Well, and also you get to go and probably hang out with some really cool people and party all the time, right?
Yeah, that's the fun side of it, absolutely.
Oh, man, that's funny. This might be an interesting question, but what are some of the Virgin United's biggest obstacles to progress, if any, that you can think of?
At first, I think when we first began, it was unwillingness at the very start for organizations to want to partner with businesses in the social sector a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And as I mentioned, that barrier has really been knocked down, and that obstacle's been knocked down a lot in the last 3 years, and people have really opened their arms to want to work together. And in the beginning, I think we were focusing on working with all different kinds of partners, at larger scale NGOs, smaller scale, and what we found now is that we work best with the ones that, again, have that similar philosophy of wanting to move quickly, wanting to drive change, and are very entrepreneurial. And so those are the ones we tend to search out. So I think we've really overcome that obstacle that we probably had in the start. I think the second obstacle is probably one of too many opportunities. And I think both with myself and with Richard, we just see so many opportunities to drive change out there. What we constantly have to pull ourselves back and make sure that we remain focused so that we can deliver on some really big things. And I think that's probably going to always be the biggest difficulty we have as a group, is how you make sure you focus on the things that are going to have the maximum impact.
You know, what sort of advice or suggestions would you give to just entrepreneurs in general in that area? Because, I mean, that, I think, is one of the double-edged swords of being an entrepreneur, is you have the ability to make so much positive change and create and innovate and do so many things. And on the flip side, part of that drive, you know, puts many entrepreneurs into, you know, their eyes for opportunities are much bigger than their stomach's ability to assimilate and digest them all. So, I mean, any advice or suggestions on how you go about filtering all of these different options and choices and things that come your way so you really, at the end of the day, can move forward effectively and make a difference in focus?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely been an interesting journey for, I think, both Richard and I in this area. And I think that what we've found is we spent a lot of time with experts in the social sector and the environmental sector and people in the front line. And just by listening, I think it's been the most important, listening to them on what the biggest issues are that need to be changed and listening to some other ideas on how they can change and focusing in on those things rather than trying to be all things to all people. I think that has helped us a lot of just, again, listening to those experts and primarily those people that are experiencing it themselves has helped us narrow down what the big issues are and what the big opportunities are that we should be focusing around. And I think we also, what we found is we surround ourselves with people as well that have that ability to make sure that we're measuring what our outputs are, we're measuring what the impact is in the social sector and the environmental sector so that we can constantly go back and look at what we have been doing to say, okay, that hasn't been making that much of a difference, let's stop that and focus on the areas that we know can make a significant difference. I think it's constantly going back and doing those measurements as well. And I think saying that, though, we have a philosophy also that if there's something that comes up that we can see is going to radically drive change in the world, what we'll do rather than say, no, that's out of our focus, is make sure that we get the resource to make that happen and then very often spin it out of the organization so it becomes its own independent organization. And we've done that, and we will do that several times in the coming years, of helping set things up and then spin them off so we can again then move on to that next idea.
Right. Well, I mean, so, you know, my basic takeaway out of what you just said is surround yourself with talented and resourceful people and just be resourceful in general. And you certainly are. I mean, the whole organization is just very, very resourceful. So, well, let's talk about, you know, just a couple more things I want to ask you is what's on the horizon for Virgin Unite? What's Virgin Unite going to look like in the future years ahead and as long out as you want to discuss?
Yeah, I think, I mean, firstly, the next coming years, really, as we were mentioning before, we've got a lot of great projects that are happening right now with the clinic, the Riders for Health work that we're doing with them as partners, the Branson School of Entrepreneurship, and we really want to focus on making sure we get those right. And what we'd love to see over the coming years is working with other partners to really help expand those up so they can make much larger scale impact across Africa. So that would be a big focus for us. The good investments category is going to be a massive focus for the company, and as I just say, watch the space, because there's some very exciting things coming up across the Virgin Group in that area. And then I think the third thing is what we really want to do is ultimately over the next few years is create this movement of action where we can connect as many people as possible to these great grassroots social entrepreneurs so that they can really leverage the assets they have, whether that be their time, their cash, their stuff, or their voice, to really help them make a difference in the world. And I think there's an incredible opportunity there, because I think right now in the world there's so many people that want to do something but don't know how or don't know who to do that something with. And so if we can just do that simple facilitation and connection point and let people drive change themselves, I think there's a wonderful opportunity in the world for that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, for all of the listeners and people that have now have a much better understanding of what Virgin Unite is, what it does, how can the listeners get more information on Virgin Unite, and how can someone get involved, from social entrepreneurs to just people in general that would like to volunteer or do anything to just participate?
The best place as a starting point is probably our website, which is www.virginunite.com. And via that, you can volunteer and connect with some of these great grassroots organizations. And you can also, and we very, very much welcome people to send ideas so that we can, again, look at new ideas in the future and find some other great partners.
Wonderful. And what I will say for all my GeniusNetwork.com subscribers, I've had several people that have compiled some really valuable information on Virgin United in preparation for my interview and just helping me find out more about it and looking at different perspectives on it. And I will actually put additional information about Virgin United. I'll make that available to the people that listen to this. And I want to thank Emily Main and Lisa Wagner and Eunice Miller that have been instrumental in helping compile some information for me about Virgin United. And Gene, any famous last words, anything that we didn't cover on the interview that you think would be important for our listeners to hear?
I'd just say that we're, again, very excited to work with other partners to really take this opportunity, I think, in the world right now to totally change the way the social and the business sector work together and hopefully drive some good stuff.
Wonderful. And, you know, Virgin is such a cool organization. So I'm so happy to do this interview, and thank you for taking the time to do this. And I appreciate it, and I wish you guys, of course, the very best of success with this. You're doing really, really good stuff, and, you know, I'm happy to help and get the word out any way I can. And I would also recommend to the listeners, if you any more information that you'd like regarding this, please let me know. And if it's something that you want deeper conversations on, then please let me know, and I will make sure that I ask Gene and anyone else in the organization they can provide it. So, Gene, thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful day, and I want to wish the very best to all our listeners.
Thank you, Joe, very much.
Hello, this is Joe Polish. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this interview. I hope you found it very useful. Please give me your feedback on all of the interviews that you listen to. I'd love to hear your feedback so we can always deliver a great program for you. Our website is www.joepolish.com, and we also have a Joe Polish Recommends section, so you can take a lot of the ideas and concepts that you hear on my Genius Network interview series and apply them to your business and find vendors and resources. You can go to joepolish.com to find that information and click on the Joe Polish Recommends section. And also, if you would like to find out about more interviews and invest in more useful Genius Network series interviews, go to www.geniusnetwork.com. Thanks, and eat your competition alive.